Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter J. J makes the J sound, and I can't wait to do this activity with you. I just need you to remember this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to please put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to do it and follow those directions. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? Let's get started. We need to write our name at the top of our paper, so please do that now. And please write neatly so we know who you are. And we can read your name, I am Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. So, here we go. When you're finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. We have a picture at the top of our page, and that's Jessica. She's having a picnic. And the word Jessica, her name, begins with the letter J, which we're looking at. J says J, so it's Jessica. Let's color Jessica's t-shirt pink. Find some kind of a pink crayon and let's color Jessica's t-shirt pink. Jessica begins with the letter J and it says J. J says J. So we can say J, Jessica, J. J, Jessica, J. You try it. J, Jessica, J. Good job. The beginning sound of Jessica's name is J, which is our letter for today. All right, I am almost finished coloring her t-shirt pink. That's part of Listen and Learn too. Maybe you wanted to color her t-shirt green, but you gotta follow my directions. We're seeing how good of a listener you can be. All right, I'm going to give you about 6 more seconds to finish coloring her t-shirt, and then I need you to put down your crayon, finished or not. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, boys and girls. All right, can you find something else in the picture that might also begin with the letter J and say J? I see it too. It's the jet. Let's color the jet blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color that jet that's flying in the air blue. Go ahead. So jet begins with the letter J just like Jessica. J, jet, J. J, jet, J. You try it. There you go. J, jet, J. Jessica can see the jet flying overhead. I know whenever I'm outside with my students and we see a jet flying overhead, we almost always have to point to it and say, there's a jet. There goes a jet. Or it's flying super low. How come? We talk about it a lot. I don't know. We also have to look at clouds. I mean, you know, when you're outside, you look around. So Jessica and Jet both start with what letter? You got it, the letter J. And what sound does J make? J. You are awesome. All right, boys and girls, I finished my jet. Makes me think you finished your jet, but go ahead and take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we have Jessica and Jet. Do you think we should color the basket? The basket. Does that begin with the letter J? No, it doesn't make the J sound, so we won't color the basket. How about the juice? There's a big old glass of juice. It's orange juice. Does juice begin with the letter J? Yes, it sure does. Well, orange juice should be orange. So find some kind of an orange crayon and let's color the orange and the juice inside of the glass. Ready? Go. Color the orange, orange, and we'll color the juice orange also. So juice begins with J, 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 juice. J, juice, j. J, juice, j. Jessica has some juice. Jessica has some juice. Jessica has some orange juice. Orange juice and Jessica, they go together. J makes the sound of J. That's Jessica's name. That's orange juice. Juice and Jessica begin with the letter J. Okay, I finished coloring my orange juice. J for juice. Juice and J. When you have finished coloring your juice, please put down your orange crayon. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls, should we color the blanket? Blanket. Does that begin with the letter J and make the J sound? B-b-blanket. No, it sure does not. We will not color the blanket today. Do you see anything else that we could color that begins with the letter J? I do too. Do you see the jar of jelly? It's strawberry jelly. You could also say that it's jam. Jelly and jam, kind of the same thing, right? Let's find our red crayon, some kind of a red crayon. Doesn't have to be a perfect red, but because it's strawberry jelly, let's color it red. The jar should be red. The strawberry jelly. Jelly begins with the letter J, just like Jessica, and jet, and juice. Jelly begins with the same sound. What sound does it begin with? J. What letter does it begin with? J. Yes. J, jelly, j. J, jelly, j. J, jam, j. Yep, it begins with the letter and the sound j. J. Jessica has some jelly. Jessica has some juice. She sees a jet overhead. Jelly, juice, and jet begin with the sound of J. J says J. J says J. All right, I have finished coloring my jelly jam. My jam of jelly. My jam jelly jar. Oh, jar. How about that? Jar begins with the sound of J. J, J. Jar, the jar of jelly. Take 5 more seconds to color your jar of jelly. Finished or not, 5, put your crayons down in 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, boys and girls, for following directions. Should we color the flowers? Do flowers. Does the word flowers begin with the letter J? Flowers. No, we're not going to color the flowers. That doesn't begin with the sound of J. How about that jar filled with jelly beans? Yummy jelly beans. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, let's color the jelly beans 2 different colors. You decide which ones you color which, but I want you to color some of the jelly beans green and some of the jelly beans purple, okay? So some of the jelly beans green, some of the jelly beans purple. You decide, but make some of them green and some of them purple. Get it? Okay, go. Green and purple jelly beans. All right, so jelly beans, we just talked about the word jelly for our strawberry jelly. Well, of course, if it still says jelly, then it's going to say J at the beginning. It hasn't changed. Jelly beans begins the same way as jam and Jessica and jet and juice. Jessica is lucky she has some jelly beans. Yummy in my tummy. Jessica has some jelly beans. Jessica has some jam. Jessica has some juice. Jessica sees a jet. Jessica jam and juice. These all begin with J. All right, boys and girls, now let's color the jar of the jelly beans yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon and let's color the jar of jelly beans yellow. I'm going to color the lid and then the whole jar yellow. I'm going to color around my jelly beans. The jar, just like the jar of jam, jar begins with J and it says J. So I'm going around my jelly beans and coloring this yellow. I'm watching out for my green and purple jelly beans, going around them and coloring the jar yellow. Okay, I'm almost done. It's a small jar, so it doesn't take me long. I just have to color carefully around these little jelly beans. Okay, all right, jar, jelly, jam, jet, juice, Jessica. Wow, that's a lot of J words. Now, J begins, and it makes the sound of what? J. There you go. We're experts now. Let's put down our yellow crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, let's pick up our pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing now. At the bottom of your paper, there's a number 1. And we're going to go on number 1. We're going to go across, sideways. Don't go down, because that's number 2. So we're going to stay on number 1 and go across. There are 3 capital J's in a row. We could also call them uppercase. We're going to trace each capital J together. Ready? For number 1, let's trace the capital J. Now this capital J or uppercase J, it doesn't have a line across the top. If you like to make your capital J's with a line across the top, go ahead and cross the line at the top. And then scoot over and let's trace the second capital J. J says J. And then scoot over and let's trace the third uppercase J. Trace it neatly. J, J. And then scoot over. There's nothing there. It's blank. It's a blank line. What do you think I want you to do? Yes, let's write our own capital J. Go ahead. Write your own capital J. J says J. And then scoot over. Write it again on the blank line. Capital J says J. And then one last time, there's one last one at the end. Go ahead and trace it by yourself. J says J. Okay. I don't know if I said trace it. I meant write it. If I said trace it, I'm sorry. I meant write your own. Okay, number 2. If you look at number 2 and we go across, you'll see 3 lowercase j's. Let's trace those together. Ready? Let's trace the first one. J says J. Scoot over. Trace the second one. J says J. And then scoot over. Trace the third one. J says J. Scoot over. Oh no, teacher, it's blank. What should I do? Yes, write your own. J says J. We're working on lowercase J. Scoot over, write your own again. J says J. And one last time, write one more lowercase J for me. J says J. All right, number 3. There's a whole row. If you look across number 3, there's a whole bunch of dark black letters. I want you to circle the capital J's that you find, the uppercase J's. Go ahead and look for them on number 3. We're not going to circle any letters that we traced or any letters that we wrote. Those were on number 1 and 2. We're on number 3. We're just looking for the dark black capital J's. Circle them when you find them. Okay, let's count. How many capital J's did you find? 1, 2, 3. Me too. I found 3 also. Now stay on number 3 and let's circle all the lowercase J's. Circle the lowercase J's. We're not going to circle the ones we wrote or the ones we traced. We're on number 3. the dark black letters. Okay, how many lowercase j's did you find? Me too. I found three. One, two, three. So we found three capital uppercase j's and three lowercase j's. All right, moving on. We're on number four. There are a row of pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. You circle it if it begins with the sound of J, J. Ready? Number four, goat, G, G, goat. No, that does not begin with J. Leave it alone. Scoot to the next picture. Jacket, jacket. Yes, I hear it too. Circle the jacket. Scoot to the next picture. That boy is juggling, juggle, juggle. Yes, I hear it too. J, J, juggle. Circle it. How about scoot over, ladybug, lady, no, leave that one alone. Scoot over, rocket, rocket. Does that begin with the sound of J? No. Scoot over, jump rope, j, j, jump, yep. Circle the jump roping girl. So we have jacket, juggle, jump rope. And boys and girls, we finished our whole activity. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.